Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We are now in human trials of our vaccine that includes the blood of the non-believer. Also, cumin. Lots of cumin.
Cumin is a big go-to.
Right.
How's Frankie dealing with Homer?
Yeah.
Every day.
Winslow.
Better. Winslow Homer.
Homer.
Sorry.
Yes. I'm really happy to be part of this house. I'm so excited. I'm an O'Mara. I'm officially an O'Mara now. I haven't done this voice in a long time.
It's a good one.
I'm Homer O'Mara. This Homer is great.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Little let down today, a little bit of a, 2 days of Father's Day followed by my birthday. So
sure.
Back to normal today. And, I have to admit that, there's a little, there's a little hangover, even though there was no alcohol involved in it. There's a little let down after that, but, was very excited, yesterday that, I had, a day dedicated to me. And Carla showered me with some very interesting gifts, and it was
you
wonderful.
Love gifts.
Yeah, presents are great.
I do love gifts. I love gifts, but
you love good gifts.
I don't want to be ungrateful because I really think it's wonderful that she got me things, but she got me a lot of gadgets, like little interesting gadgets.
Oh, she didn't do that once for me. I loved it.
Yeah.
Would you call them like a little opener?
I'm looking
like
at what she got me right here.
Surprise and delight?
Yeah.
This is...
Volume.
I just, there was a commercial or there was a fake commercial or maybe George Carlin did it he did a bit about a guy that needed just one more thing to go wrong. And
I remember that.
And, he got a bottle for his birthday, got a bottle of Scope. And or something like, right? And it just... Yes. So Carla buys me stank sticks and gives that to me for my birthday. Deodorizer for use in shoes, boots, skates, gloves, knee pads, and more. My feet don't stink. My shoes don't stink.
This is a historic fact. This goes back many, many years that even in the days of a sockless day and a loafer, you could present your loafer, Mike, to anyone and all it would smell like is fine leather goods.
It's the odor-causing bacteria that lives in the humid air inside your gear. And every time you sweat, the odor increases. Shoes, boots. Carla claims my closet. Now right. That we have Carla's cavernous bathroom and my closet that I shower in. My closet... And don't get jealous, Oscar. I'm sorry. I have a closet, and Carla has a closet. I know that's probably for your size home. That probably frustrates
Mike,
you.
No, we gave up on closets years ago.
What do you have? A bureau? A chest of drawers?
We actually have stacks of laundry. Piles, stacks and stacks of T-shirts.
I fancy myself as a man of larger carriage who's fastidious.
Yes,
I am. I'm clean.
Yeah,
I'm not dirty. I will tell you that my closet, Carla claims there is a, she wanted me to think that we could put this in the car. But Carla, are you around?
As I look at that, Mike, it almost looks like
nunchucks.
Never
around at the beginning of the show. She's off doing her stuff. What's that?
They look like nunchucks. Is it like two stank sticks connected?
I like the
two
gimmick.
Sticks infused with Silver Seal. Okay, right now I'm smelling a rat. Silver Seal? Who's this? Jim Baker? Right, with silver?
Yeah.
It'll purify and kill the virus.
Comes with a side of potato salad.
Two deodorizing insert bags.
Well, they look like
removable
sticks,
handle.
Though.
What?
They look like sticks.
Removable handle and replacement caps.
So is it for your golf bag, or she's saying your whole
she says
bureau smells like stink?
She says for my closet. I guess she went into my closet. Isn't now that, my dirty laundry is in my closet. That will have, if I've been sweating all day
your
long
on the golf
course.
Dirty laundry is inside your closet?
I have a hamper in my closet.
Oh, that's not a good move. That's a rookie move.
Yeah, that's really? Another rookie move is some people will keep their vacuum in their coat closet, and you can't do that because anything that smells in the vacuum is going to put into your clothes, into your coat.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
You gotta move the hamper, Jackson. Take the hamper. Yeah. Well, where do I put the hamper, though?
Put it in your bathroom.
In the bedroom?
In your bathroom?
Corner, or the corner of the bedroom.
I don't have room
bedroom.
In the bathroom.
Okay, in the corner of the bedroom.
In the corner of the bedroom. I'll put it in the corner of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. Done. You don't stink.
No, you don't stink.
It's your sweaty clothes from golfing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And did she try to pass it off as, oh, and it's good for the car, the new used
that's
car?
That's not a real present. I'll tell you that much.
All right, let me get the other stuff, too. It's in the kitchen.
That's more of like, hey, babe. You stink. That's like a Tuesday present, non-birthday present.
Well, it's like getting your wife a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Unless there's it's a Dyson. If I was a wife, I'd be very excited for a Dyson.
Well,
as a husband, I'd be excited for a Dyson.
As a husband, you'd be more excited, I think.
Yeah.
You don't want to ever give your wife something that, or an iron.
I'll
don't
take that as a, if it's a Dyson, I'll take it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dyson's like $700 means you meet, if you spend money on me, it means you love me.
Yeah, but it's your
That's
money.
Why I look at it. No. She's got her own money.
That's true.
Separate accounts. Yeah, we don't
Dyson are very light because they're most of their parts are plastic.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't like Dysons?
I think they're very effective. I think they're very effective, but I think also that if there's a problem with like a crack or something, it's going to be more susceptible because it's not
what kind
largely
of
a metal interior.
Vacuum guy are you then?
Are you ready? These are small enough where I can hold them up.
Mm.
All right.
What's
toilet
that?
Light.
I got a toilet light.
Do you fall in the toilet a lot?
No.
Okay. I was just asking.
What does it light? Does it light up the bowl?
16 colors in one device, low battery indicator.
You really only need two colors.
Toilet light, motion sensor, and light detection.
That's actually very cool. That's something you have in hotels. That's awesome.
Turn your toilet into a coolest night light. Makes your bathroom midnight trips way easier. That's
so it's most motion sensitive. So like if you get up in the night and go into the bathroom, it'll light up the toilet for you.
That's great.
That's pretty cool. I take that.
Send that to DC. I'll take it.
Then
and
I got
16
this.
Colors.
I'll take your leavings.
AccuLeaf. Wearable acupressure where you put that on your finger.
Mm.
For headaches. I don't get headaches anymore. I'm taking my aspirin every night.
What about your golf swing? That looks like maybe something for your golf swing.
Well, no, I don't think it is for my golf swing. I think it's for headache.
Mm.
Why it says headache.
Mike, I know
that I don't get headaches anymore.
They've opened up a lot of the businesses in Florida now. Are a lot of these items from like an over 65 store?
I'm not sure.
I feel.
Is there a theme here or should I be?
Well, this is what's crazy.
The presents
you're getting are the presents that a daughter would get her elderly father.
All right.
The theme is failing body.
This is the
body.
Expensive one, she said. Kylo. It is pain relief. Nanotech pain relief. This is supposed to be a step-by-step guide to begin. Place the Kylo right next to your pain. I got a bad foot. I got plantar fasciitis, but that's it. I mean, I've done really, really well. I think.
You complain about it a lot?
How does that thing work?
Well, it hurts after I play golf.
I heard that Shannon had it. It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. But I mean, I rest it, go back out, hurts again, rest it. Yeah. Like it hurt last night and this morning, but it'll be okay by tomorrow when I go out and play again.
Yeah, but is it top of mind for Carla? Because she's like, God damn, this plantar fasciitis.
Talking about it again.
Is there is a theme here, is there not?
Yeah, it's the theme of a failing body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on.
I would say that if anything, your warranty was just extended.
Well, I think she, we'll discuss it with her tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll leave the gifts in.
Those gifts are not representative of a, hey, I'm thinking about you. Here, let me splurge you with some unnecessary gifts. And I'll tell you why. Because, when you said gadgets, this is what I got for the one time Shannon got it right. And that was like when we were in love 5 years ago.
Right.
She went on, I think it was Pinterest. Did a little homework, found gadgets she knew that I would love for 5 minutes. It would be a waste of money, but then it'd be over. Like, I'd forget about them.
Which
forever.
You like. You, yeah, you, I'll have, take you it. Have been forever since yep. I've known you. You've been bringing gadgets into the studio, some of them very expensive, yeah. that yes. you throw away in a month.
And they don't have to be. Yeah, you know, but they are you. Sometimes that matters to me, and I'm shallow. Fine. So she got me an infrared keyboard that you put a little light on. Boom, keyboard's right in front of you. It's all lit up.
The projection keyboard.
Yeah, it doesn't work perfectly. It's a Sharper Image ripoff, but it was cool for 5 minutes.
Sure.
And I said, I could have a keyboard anywhere. Like, anybody wants that? No one cares. You have a phone. So that's fine. Loved it for 2 seconds. She right. got me. She got me a when portable chargers 5 years ago were cool. Portable charger for multiple right. gadgets. Awesome. I don't know where that thing is. It's somewhere in this building.
Right.
Yeah. And then
it's one of the Mike. It's in a Podcast Village bin.
Yeah. It's or it's in a kit to go produce somewhere.
By the way, we have a non gadget but a wonderful new sponsor. Yeah.
This I use every day.
Starting yes, today. Some of these breakthroughs that you are going to love.
Yeah.
I
fantastic.
Am so. Excited, I'll tell you in the first part of the show.
It's topical.
You're going to love this, and I want our listeners to go out and get these, like, today, because I want to show, I want this advertiser with us. I haven't been this excited since Harry's.
Love,
that's
yeah.
That's love how it. Excited I am about. But there's a theme here. These are gadgets. I don't want to complain.
Is that the entire scope of the, because
was
you know like what the
a,
thing is?
A 75-inch flat screen behind all that shtick?
No, because behind all the gadgets, the thing is there's nothing in there that's fun.
Hey, and they're not gadgets. Those are home improvement products.
Well, the gadgets are very, very catch-as-catch-can, sort of.
Yeah, the ones that he has right now are like, hey, want to improve the house you just bought? Here you go.
Right. The stink stick is kind of a gadget.
It's that is a gag gift.
Gag, indeed.
I'll ask her.
You don't remind someone they stink on their birthday?
No, that's for the other 364 yeah, I mean, days a year.
Knock them down a notch the rest of the time.
Oh, here she is. Here she is.
Oh, there right. she is. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla. Hi, congratulations. Hi.
You want to use my? Yeah, I'm not.
How ungrateful can one person be?
Wow.
Ungrateful little brat, little boy that has everything.
We were just. You got to put the headphones.
Yeah, I can't
retort.
You
got to pull a chair up for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to get at least thing. 10 minutes. All right.
Rob, I'll be bad cop. You be good cop.
Can you move your water?
Okay.
What's that? Right.
Yeah, I'm how about you be bad cop? I'll be good cop.
She won't. No, I don't think that
no.
Works
don't
as
be
much.
Bad cop, good cop. Okay. That just you know we'll figure it out. Just drag it this? Across the floor.
We'll be cops.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
With Carla's camouflage right, pants, on. I can barely see her.
All right. Hold on. Hold on a second. Oh, why did her? Why did a? All right.
There you go.
All right, you got to come over a little bit. All
just right, a little bit, now. Please. Hi, Carla. Right. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you put up any dirty posts on Facebook lately?
Just take the microphone out of the thing.
Okay.
Just pull it right out of that little. Just pull, slide
can
it right
can
out.
You do it.
Pull it right out.
Mean it.
There you go.
All right. Did it.
Big win.
There you
big
go.
Win.
All I'm right. getting a number from a Cape Coral.
That's the guy. That's the heating and air conditioning. Ellen, right. She's got to handle that.
No problem. No worries.
It's first class.
Right. Very good. Okay.
Hi. You know, you two are cute it's in your matching good. Hats.
Yeah.
So what's your point? I just, because I'm curious about your point.
My point was that what brought her in is that you got a lot of gifts, but none of them are fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun.
Who had call right at the beginning of the show every day? But that's great. It's first thing in the morning for them. That's getting a call
yeah,
2 minutes
8:35.
After there. That's calling, right? That's yeah. calling. Is that okay?
Yeah, between 10 and 12 today.
Oh, nice. Geez,
that's why he answered that. Okay, back to the info
you have
here.
Me stressed out.
Hold on a second. I'm not stressing.
We're back into business.
You have me stressed out.
Why do I have you stressed out?
Because life should be
happier.
Happy.
Yes.
Well, I know it's happy for you. Congratulations,
yes.
by the way, on your stuff that you're doing. I'm proud
oh,
of you.
Oh, thank you. And Winslow.
Carla's, no, we're not going there. I don't want to go there. You know how I feel.
And
you can tell the listening audience that it's legitimate depression on my part.
Oh, see, Winslow loves me. And he
loves
likes
you.
And he likes you, but he loves
he
me.
He doesn't.
He thinks I'm his mummy.
Would you please tell the
puppy
truth? He does not like me.
He does like you.
He does not like
he
me.
He likes you.
It, Mike, it's because
of the three humans in your house.
We don't
can you
feed
rank
them.
Who he likes the most, who he
me,
likes the second most?
Michael.
And then?
Mike and then Frankie.
Well,
yeah,
Frankie's not a human.
Him.
Oh, really?
Frankie's like,
I saw that
you know that
coming.
Thing where dogs get that? get away.
You know
from
what?
Me.
With Linus, the first cue is his nose will wrinkle a little bit because he pulls it back a little. Yeah. He's not growling yet, but it's a.
How's Frankie dealing with Homer?
Yeah,
he every day Winslow. Better. Winslow Homer.
Homer.
Sorry.
Yes, I'm really happy to be part of this house. I'm so excited. I'm an O'Mara. I'm officially an O'Mara now. I haven't done this voice in a long time.
It's a good one.
I'm Homer O'Mara. This Homer is done. Great.
So I was sharing with people some gifts.
Yes. What about them?
Well,
what
the,
about
the guys
my
are
great
saying,
gifts?
Oscar said one thing. I'll cut right to it.
Okay.
Let me cut right to it.
Well, you just
Oscar said, is there a 75-inch TV hiding behind the curtain or something? And that, I have to admit, when he said this, and I can be ungrateful, but I loved what you got. That some of the stuff was fascinating that you got.
It's interesting. The stuff you would never buy yourself.
The stink sticks, the pain medication stuff, the migraine head.
Yeah, and that pain medication patch was when you had... See, I've had these gifts for a while that I've been storing and waiting
and I
for
told
you to open
up. Did I tell
up?
You last night? That's very like mom-like
that,
of you.
Right,
yeah,
I bought
just
that
to go
patch.
To the drawer and take care of the birthday. Just this is the stuff
yes,
I've got.
Yes, exactly. You get the a birthday pair of socks? Closet.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, look, here's batteries.
I did for Christmas though.
The gifts were wonderful, but you know how important material possessions are to me, right?
Yes.
So I dropped a few hints and. Then you told a story about the golf store, going to the golf store.
So I already had these gifts for like a month or two. So he did drop hints and I'm like, oh God. So I call the golf store. I have the kid that answers the phone look up Mike's account. And I said, now look up Mike's account. Tell me everything that he...
Is that M-E-A-R-A?
Basically.
Let me tell check me, it.
Exactly. And I'm like, look, I'm here and I want to spend money at your store. Yeah. Like, tell me what Mike needs.
Yeah.
He's like, well, let's take a look. Well, Mike has this, this, and this, and it's all really nice stuff. It's the top of the line. I don't see that he needs anything.
That guy.
And I'm like,
I'm going to find out who he is.
Okay. He's like,
doesn't he understand that they're... That merchant. Let's ask the NBA. Merchandising on a golf basis
God,
is every 2.5
I'd
months.
He said
I've had my golf clubs for 4 years.
Shut up. No.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Are you telling me to shut up?
Well, then.
All right.
Shut your mouth. I'm trying to talk.
All right. Well, that kid was
a little birthday present right there.
He said two things. He said, you can get him a gift card. I'm like, yeah, right. And he said, you can get him balls. I said, balls are boring. I'm not getting him balls.
Whoever that man was not interested in selling anything.
No, and I would have bought you a $600 club if he told me to.
They're really... Well,
do they cost that much?
They could, right?
I don't know if the A club costs that much. No. I don't think so.
Really?
But that's very nice of you.
Maybe
okay,
it's
so,
yeah.
so
it was
so
his
it's
fault.
His fault.
Yes.
His fault.
Yes.
What did the guy at Best Buy say?
Best Buy? I didn't buy anything from Best Buy. Or Walmart.
What did the guy at the Cadillac dealership say?
He denied me. I tried to buy him a new car.
The guy at the Cadillac dealership.
He doesn't want an Escalade.
Apparently, he already has a used car with an odor. He doesn't need an Escalade.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything in a rental car? People have been farting in.
He won't like the new car smell.
Oh, no. That's a very nice colored inside upholstery. Do you have anything in a dark fart black? There you go. Same color in every rental car in America. That's it.
Oh, he'll hate this. It has Bluetooth. No.
So you mentioned that there are two gifts that are on the way.
Yes.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to. She Kathy'd me. Yeah.
Well.
My own wife, Kathy.
Yeah, he mentioned that.
Do you have a picture? Do you have a picture of it? That's what I told her yesterday.
They should have been here already. It's not my fault.
Let me just ask.
There's a pandemic, yeah.
Will there be joy coming in the
They're meaningful, and you'll always be able to use them, and you can keep them forever. It's like a sweet gift.
Guys, can you translate for me? I'm asking him to translate.
You know, it's thoughtful is always nice. But
are they called Benoit balls? I don't even know.
Hey, no.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the selfie stick that you keep in your butt. Remember that Saturday Night Live ad when they had that? Oh, that's a great selfie stick. Amy Schumer's walking along with it and goes, okay, let's take a selfie. What? It takes pictures? She just liked having it in her bag. Very funny ad. Very funny set. Okay.
Is it like right, something that he would carry with him always?
Yeah, he could.
Oh, so it's wallet size probably.
No, it's not.
Does it deliver something every month?
No.
Oh.
Is it the jelly of the month club?
No. It could be. That's a good idea, though.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
Carla, it's not,
love me
it's,
some jelly.
It's not easy to shop for guys like Mike. It's just not.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. See, that I
Oscar,
hate that.
Oscar, the man that. Has everything.
I do not have everything.
May, may I add something? Because he has it doesn't mean he doesn't want a new one. That's what I would say.
That's true.
Or a better one.
Does it a better one?
That's right.
An upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just the rules.
I feel like when I buy him his 100th pair of sunglasses or his 100th golf shirt, that he kind of
just
looks
at it. Making me sound like I'm, you know.
You look at
Ted
it and you're
Turner,
like, you're like, oh great, thanks, Carla, and then off to the next thing. It's like you don't even appreciate these things.
Okay,
appreciate.
So
that's what I said.
Let's say
you said,
I'm not.
You said Pennsylvania accent. Appreciate.
I said appreciate.
Okay. You said appreciate.
Let's say you went through the Walmart tab and spent $600 on like what are the 75-inch TVs cost? Maybe $800. Out
right,
of the
that's about right. Right.
I don't want a TV. I don't want.
I know you. I know you don't want that. But if you she got it, Mike, and you already had one that was a little bit smaller and upgraded, you would take that little one and sell it on Craigslist or something.
If she got the same size that was upgraded,
yeah,
yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, let me ask you a question, Mike. Yeah. So, what is it that you wanted that you did not get for your birthday?
Sunglasses.
Ooh.
I'll go get you a pair today.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Oh, gross.
It doesn't work like that.
Sorry.
You know what I want? Do you know what I really want? By the way, the best gift you gave me, I'll talk about later in the show, is something you made.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. I gave you a foot rub for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you did.
I made you some killer meat.
Well, wait till you see what happens on your 40th.
And it's only 12 years
Mike,
away.
You don't have that chip in you. You like to go overboard. You're very sweet. You're very sweet.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Wait till you see where your 40 is going to rock. I'm going to start collecting.
Oh, I want to go away. I want to go on vacation.
That have gadgets.
I want to go on vacation.
Shannon has the same gift giving tactic that you do. What she does is she blames the fact that if I want something, I usually go and get it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
It is hard.
Right.
But a little effort helps as well.
Yeah. Never hurts. Keep in mind,
you'd like to say
there's
to that
a,
one.
There's a thoughtful gift on the way.
I guess you know what. I guess I could have put in more effort. That's true.
You really believe that?
Yeah, probably.
Well, you hate me.
I love you.
All right.
I'm gonna go be depressed for the rest of the day.
You will not be nearly as depressed as I am due to Winslow.
Yeah, Winslow Homer. Winslow Homer.
Yeah.
Mm. Winslow Homer.
He's such a sweet boy. He actually.
Hello, Carla. Hey, Michael. Hello, Richard.
Do I have to live with this for the rest of my life again?
Hello,
I am
Daddy.
So
you know
depressed
sad?
Over this. This is.
What's sad?
Well, can I help it? It's not your fault. It's not my fault.
Yeah, but you're going to let me hear about it.
But it's not
all
your fault or my fault. It is that little.
Mike, it's your fault.
Why is it my fault?
It is our fault.
It is our fault. We have a negative energy about us.
And I don't want to hear it.
And the dogs pick up on it right away.
Yeah.
Like if we're in a grumpy mood and we're stomping around, they know.
And there's another thing here that's really sad, Carla, that needs to be said, is that no amount of acupressure can cure a broken heart.
Well, maybe if he puts it on his heart, it can cure it.
Maybe
clip it right here.
Thank you. I love you. Great. And you put it was a great birthday party with the fam. We enjoyed
that.
We had a great time at that party.
You gave me a special day. You can leave now. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, would you like to promote something that's happening Friday?
Plug the business.
Friday night.
Oh, yeah. All the wives will be on the show, and I guess Todd Moore will be too.
Yes, Todd Moore.
And I mean, what a party it's going to be.
Yes. 7 p.m. Eastern time at the TMOS cocktail party this coming Friday.
Carla
will be back.
Rob, what are you drinking this Friday?
I think we may go back to Whiskey Sours, but as usual, I defer to my wife. I want to make sure that we prepare something she enjoys. So I will let her know.
Jack and Diet.
I might do that. Yes. I might do Whiskey Sour.
And Mike, I appreciate very much the post you did yesterday about as many tickets have been pre-ordered for the cocktail party.
We have sold, we pre-registered 1 million people, so many so that we're going to open up a second space.
That's
and
right.
It's going to be fantastic. And Rob will be addressing the people in the courtyard.
Yeah, I'm
it's
in the overflow
area.
I love
big
it.
Deal.
Yeah. I love it.
All right. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye, Bye
make,
Carla.
Make America funny again. Thank you, sweetie. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate that. Take your time. You can pull it through, and you don't have to thread it through like that. There you go. Good.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay, thank you. Like to move on with the show now. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Can you get the chair
poor
out
Carla.
Of the way?
It's tough yeah. being her.
She's got a big day. Bye-bye. She's got to start buying presents for next year's birthday and putting them in a drawer.
Brutal. Brutal.
Hey, thanks, look, a sweetheart. Pack of gum. That's terrific.
Thank you. Thank you.
He likes spearmint. Tic Tacs.
Thanks for the. I feel so
two?
Loved and supported by my crew. Thank you. Now we can start the show. I'm grinning now, but I'm going to have a crappy day.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Ed Crawford must be very busy indeed if he is recruiting help from the student body. Busy hunting that new one, Buffalo Bill. What a naughty boy he is. Do you know why he's called Buffalo Bill? Please tell me. The newspapers won't say.
Well, it started as a bad joke in Kansas City homicide, and they said, this one likes to skin his humps.
Why do you think he removes their skins, Agent Starling? Throw me with your acumen.
It excites him. Most serial killers keep some sort of trophies from their victims.
I didn't.
No. No, you ate your.
The census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Is attempting to divine an answer while you're sitting here giggling. What? May I have silence, please?
Yes. You've had it many times before.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
We are live.
Did
you do that or did somebody else do that?
I did that. I also did one for The Exorcist that I want to play pretty soon, too. It's pretty good. Maybe I'll do
fantastic.
It tomorrow.
Fantastic. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Heard all the way from Pungo, Virginia, Lincoln, Nebraska, the Felony Flats of Spokane, Washington, the Laurel Lakes of Rice Township in Pennsylvania.
Can I throw something really? People are so excited about the specificity of the cities now. Stop
That's
sending
fine.
Me. Stop sending apartment buildings, though. I'm not going to do apartment buildings. Okay.
Why not? Why not an apartment building?
Because when it gets to like six tiers in, it's too long. I mean, if you want to give me a neighborhood, we'll do that. Okay. A
How about
fine.
Key West, Florida? That's on
That's
the
a
list
nice
this
place.
Week.
That's a nice.
London, Ontario, Canada. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Hometics UV Clean. I hate to tell you this, but your phone is 10 times dirtier than a toilet seat.
Oh, damn.
Ugh.
That is a fact. So now more than ever, it's important to keep items like your phone clean. Because if your phone isn't clean, your hands won't be clean either. You know the times we're living in. You want it clean. Look what Oscar's holding up there. Hometics UV Clean Phone Sanitizer. Man, oh man, I am all about the UV. But listen, I have a CPAP mask that I use a UV cleaner with. This is the modern technology that really kills all the germs. It's really incredible. 99.9% of bacteria and viruses at the DNA level are killed by this UV clean phone sanitizer from Hometics. It sanitizes and disinfects both sides of your phone 10 times faster than other products on the market. This keeps your phone. This is just a no-brainer. It's such a wonderful. Look at how lean
and
mean that product is. If you want your phone sanitized in only 60 seconds, Go get this. It's great. It's perfect for the busy person. Plus, your choice of cool colors. And it isn't just for your phone. You can put your glasses, your lipstick, pacifier, keys, credit card, pens, even your computer mouse
think
in UV
it.
Clean.
Right.
You've That's seen the fantastic. Reports where they talk about the dirtiest things we touch and come yeah. in contact with every day. You can use it wherever you go. Everyone at TMOS loves it,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to love yours. Oscar's been using his for months. I love this product. I love this client. Perfect timing for this this time that we're living in
right
now.
It's fascinating because, and this is, I like to pull back the curtain a little bit. Sometimes with our advertisers, they'll roll off a couple of different products, and sometimes they're a fit. You talk about a fit, right? What's a fit? What's
yeah,
for a show?
Good,
what's
going
to work
for the fit? Right.
And they said, "Oh, we've got this iPhone sanitizer," and I'm like, "What?" They're rolling it off. They're like, that might not be good for you because they're talking about our audience because they're just going. It's a new agency, and I said, "Whoa, right. what is that?" And he goes, "It's the HomeMedics UV iPhone clean or phone cleaner," and I said, "Wait a second, I have that. We've been using this at home for the past 3 months."
Right.
It is awesome. It works.
Oh, man, I'm excited about this. Even with overwhelming demand for UV Clean, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can get free shipping plus $20 off a future HomeMedics purchase. Just head to getuvclean.com and use promo code TMOS. That's getuvclean.com. GetUVClean.com and use promo code TMOS. Don't forget, every time you wash your hands, you need to clean your phone too.
True.
GetUVClean.com. 30 seconds aside, that's a total of 1 minute
yep.
to get this cleaned. I wish my old CPAP thing worked that quickly, but it doesn't. That's how special this machine is.
This is about 10 times faster than the average UV cleaner. The market.
There's a button right there on MikeOMaraShow.com.
Boom, it's wonderful. Yep. Thank you very much. Glad to have them as a fine new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. So we mentioned the birthday fun, and it was interesting. We'll see what happens. I wanted to talk about, if we can for a second, vaccine news, because Rob Spiewak, every day we pick up the news, there seems to be another story on this vaccine might not be a panacea. This vaccine will help temporarily. This one will. What is the latest on this? What is going on with these vaccines? I don't know what to believe and what not to believe.
Well, the latest I've heard is that they're going forward with, I won't say reckless abandon, but they're producing without it being approved yet, so that if it is approved, we're going to
have...
They
can get it into the market.
They'll have it in the market. But what I found fascinating is you hear all about the production of vaccines. I never knew what went into a vaccine. I mean, we've had them around for a while, and I found this article. It's just basically nerd news. These are ingredients that are common to all vaccines. And when I read it, it helped me to understand kind of what goes on and how complicated they are. According to the FDA, the CDC, and all the experts out there, every vaccine has trace amount of antibiotics. I did not know this. And they're used in production to kill the bacteria. No allergic reaction has ever been registered to the antibiotics in vaccines because it's just a trace amount. But know that there are antibiotics in every vaccine. I had no idea about that.
And there are certain people, make no mistake. I mean, I know kids can be allergic to antibiotics.
Yes.
That's happened.
But
Michael
never,
was allergic to a type of antibiotic a while
But they've
back.
Never been able to trace a reaction back. So they use it in such a small amount that it's not a big deal. This I found fascinating. Every antibiotic has trace amounts of egg proteins.
Oh.
Because some vaccines...
Like a deviled egg?
Yeah, exactly. A little paprika. Nice. vaccines are grown in eggs, and eggs aren't sterile, which is one of
the reasons... Vaccines are grown in eggs?
Yes, many vaccines are grown in eggs.
Like the fly.
How do they... So what do they get them? Do they scramble them? What do they do to get them?
Eggs are not sterile, and that's one of the reasons they have to use the antibiotics. Vaccines for the flu, measles, mumps, rubella, rabies, and yellow fever all contain trace amounts of eggs. They do have alternatives now available for people that have egg allergies, but know that the first and the most popular vaccines that were developed were grown in eggs.
Mm.
I didn't know that at all. Also, vaccines have gelatin.
Like Jell-O?
Exactly. There's always room for Jell-O, Oscar. It's used a preservative and a stabilizer. It's the most common ingredient that causes allergic reactions in vaccines, but it's still rare. Only about 1 in 2 million people have a serious reaction to gelatin, whereas 2 in 5 hate Jell-O molds for dessert.
Did you hear Winslow in the background there?
I did not.
Yeah.
I heard
Winslow, shut up. I'm not even motivated to yell at him. Thank you. Go ahead.
He's learned. Mike, he's what's great learning. Is he's just a baby and he's already learned how to bark. I remember when Linus learned how to bark, we thought it was really cute. Now we hate it.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, isn't that fine? Isn't that something?
Mike, did you know that your vaccines are like Chinese food because they both contain MSG, monosodium glutamate?
This is why you love this list. This is not a Rob Spiewak classic you'd pull up. It's like a grocery list.
This is all stuff you can buy. I can't make
this
you.
This is very Alton Brownie for you.
Yeah. It is, but
I thought
also,
you were going to give me some valuable information. He's like, look, you know?
It's food.
It's got MSG.
We can eat it.
It's like Doritos or Mrs. Dash. It's used as a stabilizer. Now, MSG had a bad rap. Like, going back to the 60s,
Madison
people
Square
said,
Garden, it does.
It claimed headaches and nausea, but there's no evidence that it's dangerous in the amounts that it's, and besides, it makes the stuff just delicious. You want to eat.
By the way, you
so
do
much
a deep dive
the
on the internet and you try to find out latest vaccine news. It's almost impossible.
Well, I think we should ask.
Because the months are all over the place.
Our stock guru, Maddie Masiello.
Where are we with vaccines right now from what you've read?
For me, I mean, they're still kind of hovering. So I think they're kind of just in the same place that they've been in for a few weeks. And there's no huge developments.
What's the horse
yet?
You rode in on?
Moderna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still feel good about Moderna?
I do. Yeah, I'm going to wait it out a little bit more to see if anything happens with these trials. And then depending on that, we'll see what happens.
Is that why you're wearing a sweatshirt today with a big dollar sign on the front?
Oh, you know it.
What I think is sweet is like, and look, there are good and bad stories about people trading these days online with apps. And I'd like to talk about that later in the show if it's possible or even tomorrow. But it's funny because like I think Maddie bought like a couple shares at like $20-something.
Right.
And it's early. You get your kids started early. Just tell them not to buy options. But regular shares, and literally just from watching the news, as we talked about before. And Moderna has, like, I guess, one of the possible options for what will be the vaccine. But
all right, this article was updated on June 22nd. So right. It was yesterday. So this is the latest. With more than 160 potential vaccines for COVID-19 under study, optimistic experts hope that a viable vaccine may be ready by the end of 2020. So that's, and that would be amazingly
been,
fast. Yeah. We're talking
They've been
years.
Saying that since March, though. That's the optimistic thing.
I know, but they've been saying.
Fauci, I believe that he it'll be there. The question is, how quickly can we deploy it? Will it take 3 months? Will it take 6 months?
And also, I've also heard that some vaccines are 2-step deals where you have to have one, wait, and then have it again.
Well,
so they don't
other
know
experts
yet.
Caution that the timeline may be unrealistic. Only a small number of those vaccine candidates are being tested on people, and chances are many of the other projects won't survive beyond the laboratory stage. Even so, vaccine experts point out that funding has been plentiful, many different approaches are under study, and collaborations between small firms developing the vaccines and large drug companies with the capacity to mass produce them all give reason for hope. An official from the Trump administration said in a conference call with reporters June 16th that they could not guarantee a vaccine will be ready by year's end. Now, when the Trump administration says that, with where they would be excited if it was earlier, right. We'll see what happens. The U.S. said it would fund it, so we don't know yet.
We don't know.
Maybe by the end of the year.
I'm and then hopeful, there was Mike. It would be a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, and so is there any other stuff, Alton, that's in the vaccine?
Yeah, you know what? Well, you know, Jim Baker talks about how silver is good for you, but most vaccines contain aluminum. Aluminum is good for strengthening your immune system. Yeah, I know,
really?
Right? Yes.
Aluminum.
Aluminum, also formaldehyde is in most vaccines. There's a tiny bit to inactivate the virus, about 0.02 milligrams per dose, but we can handle that. And
hold on a sec. What? Is it possible from this that we could somehow spin this into something that's a funny, maybe a promo for the show,
right?
Where we have a Kraft baby marshmallow vaccine?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe
Hi,
so.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara for Moderna. We are now in human trials of our vaccine that includes the blood of the non-believer, also cumin, lots of cumin.
Cumin is a big go-to.
Right. It is it is down here in Florida. We develop it in an alligator egg, and then it's eaten and passed by a baby mongoose. Our diligent Moderna harvesters harvest the little pieces of corn in the alligator poo.
The corn.
And we're in phase two trials of our vaccine. We enroll 600 healthy volunteers to eat the alligator poo. Oh, and then we see what's happening. We're going to test a 100 micromilligram dose, a microgram dose. And then we move on. We're in conjunction with the University of Oxford and Oxford and AstraZeneca. We're really excited about the potential of this. It's going to be fantastic. You're really going to enjoy that. Good luck. Good luck,
I'm
everybody.
I'm Maddie Masiello. And I guarantee it.
Right.
And, also, there's trace amounts of mercury in most vaccines.
600 healthy people, 400 of them given the actual vaccine, 200 of them given a Flintstone vitamin. We'll see what happens with our placebo. They're Pirin tablets.
Placebo,
that were
Mike.
Used by a placebo. Yes, used by Nathan Lane in The Birdcage. Yes, they're
she
actually
will not
aspirin.
Do the dance of the red shoes tonight.
Yes, aspirin with the letters rubbed off. Thank you. Good luck. We're all going to die. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Imagine a cocktail party, but not just any cocktail party. One that stretches from coast to coast.
Okay.
It's a TMOS cocktail party this Friday at 7 on the east and 4 on the left. And all you have to do is kick back, relax, and enjoy your favorite libation. You could have an old-fashioned with Oscar, a daiquiri with Doug, mint juleps with Jolene, or a Mai Tai with that guy. How about rum with Ronique, scotch with Steve and Janet, or a lemonade with Linda? No, this isn't a place to nosh on fabulous fruit fritters. It's a way for you to wind down for the week and get your drink on. So come for the fun this Friday live on Facebook or at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Everybody gonna get it, get it, get it.
What could possibly go wrong? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can.
Yes.
But what if you need postage to send out letters or packages? Have no fears. Stamps.com is here. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. No human contact required. It's that easy. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer so you can stay hunkered down. And if that wasn't enough, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discount rates up to 62%. And with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first-class stamp, that is a wow. That's a bingo.
Guess who has two thumbs and used Stamps.com to send two fruitcakes to a birthday boy yesterday?
Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money nuts. And keeping you safe in these crazy times. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends. Stay safe for the love
stay
of
safe.
God.
For the love of God.
I want to give you a TV recommendation that I watched last night. I don't know how old it is. I don't know how long it's been out, but it is the Adam Lambert Queen documentary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That I logged my entire evening with last night. And man, oh, man,
what
oh,
is
man.
What is his trajectory? What was it? I know his path outside of American Idol from American Idol to Queen.
Yeah.
But before that, I don't know anything about.
He was, I believe, 27 when he auditioned for American Idol. I think he was long in the tooth for an American Idol. And I know that watching the documentary, it shows you that he auditioned with Bohemian Rhapsody. So he was a Queen lover from the very, very beginning. He was performing in a road company, I think, of the show Wicked.
Okay.
And he had done that cruise ship type of stuff. He was a professional singer. And they showed the original American Idol audition for Adam Lambert. The funny thing was, Simon was in a mood. He said that. He copped to it. So I was in a bit of a mood. So they got three yeses. That's when Cara DeGuardi was there.
Okay.
And so He got through.
If memory serves, didn't he go up against, was it Chris Allen?
Chris Allen.
And he lost to Chris Allen. And this is when we had the terrestrial show. And I called that because I said that Adam Lambert was more talented, but he was too outlandish to play nationwide. I just didn't think he would get the votes.
Well, this is back far enough where also the gay thing was still a thing back there.
Exactly. Well, outlandish and so is kind of part of that.
Where outlandish would be a, you know, that's
shame,
how.
Shame. What's our name,
how,
right?
Yeah. That is how we have evolved. I don't think it would matter today.
No.
But this story about when Freddie Mercury passed away and what the band went through, and I wish I had the names of the two guys that kept the band going. Oh, man.
Brian May is one of them, right?
Brian May and the drummer were interested in keeping it going. They loved playing music. And when you watch this documentary, it's a fascinating story of how, you know, devastated they were when they lost Freddie Mercury and how incredible the band really is. And I remember first time I heard Queen, I was just blown out of the water by the level of quality. And
is John Deacon the drummer?
No, I don't. It's Brian May. And,
Roger Taylor was another member.
Taylor, I think.
Okay,
I'm not sure.
And John Deacon was one of the.
But here it is. The whole thing is you hear they discover Adam Lambert. They're aware of him. And then through all the circumstances, which they will go through in the documentary, they end up hiring Adam Lambert to front Queen. They used one other guy in between. But the fit was so spectacular because Adam Lambert not only could hit the notes that Freddie can do, but the personality of Adam Lambert is so unique. But what really struck me most in this documentary, it's so rare that you see a rockumentary where there's just kindness abounding, where these guys talk nicely about each other. Mm-hmm. And it's just so rare. Even, you know, I'm guilty of it in my business. I don't do it for other people like these guys do. And Adam Lambert coming into that arena, you know, first of all, I think you have to have courage, performing courage at a level that's unequal to be on an American Idol. You have to have confidence in yourself and balls to get up there. And this guy, who, by the way, was out of the closet in Los Angeles. It was not a big secret, but because of all the stuff going on with American Idol, they turned it into a bit of a thing. And there are people that speculate he didn't win because of the fact that he was gay. But this guy is one of the bravest men I have ever seen as far as getting on stage with Queen, taking on that responsibility, which ultimately benefits us all. They are still performing.
Right.
And it's just phenomenal. And he does take the Freddie Mercury notes, but he makes the songs his own. And the fit is incredible. And what they say about each other and the way they... It was just... it was an hour and a half, 2 hours of watching the interviews with these guys and what they went through and how they made the music. And in the meantime, they're bands that fill stadiums. Queen still will fill a stadium. And I said, boy, Adam Lambert has more balls than any of the Eagles. When you watch the Eagles,
God,
it's just this... You know, this totally narcissistic, whiny, you know, we're so famous, blah, blah, blah.
You know, when the Eagles have balls, Mike, all the Eagles have balls when they go to the bank and there's a line because they're eager. They say, can we hurry up, please? Because I have this big fat check to cash here, please.
They're nice to each other and they like each other and they respect each other and they enjoy each other. And it really comes through in this documentary, which is, and I realized as I'm watching it, I said, it is so rare in a rockumentary to hear these people be grownups. And I think when you think about rock and roll and you think about the guys that get into this, a lot of times they get into it because it's what they like to do and what they want to do. But it's like they're not used to playing with others because they're used to getting, you know, I'm a band. I'm going to be a band guy. You know, doesn't that make sense?
Well, also the whole rockumentary thing. I mean, there've always been, as long as there's been rock music, there's been the stories of rock and roll bands, but it was really distilled to a format with VH1 Behind the Music. And VH1 Behind the Music really got it down to almost like a fill in the blank type format when in an hour, less commercials, they could do a 4-act story where they meet, They become successful. They enjoy the success. Yeah, but what they fight, and then it's the end.
What creates that dynamic? And look, I don't know.
The bass player. Always the bass player.
No, but but I was always... And maybe it's because... Mike, I think it's fair to say that I celebrate people's good fortune. Like, I'm genuinely happy when something good happens.
Yeah, you do not have that chip in you.
Of the three of us, you are probably the most likely to do that.
So,
followed by Rob, and then...
And you do. But there is, when for bands especially, that are successful, I don't know what rift, and you don't know the financials, I guess. You don't know the interpersonals of someone who slept with someone's girlfriend or took someone's wife or whatever the deal is. But if you can somehow say that never happened, there's no Fleetwood Mac situation going on. How does...
There's another great example.
Right? Yes.
Fleetwood Mac. Meh, 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 meh. Christine McVie. Yeah, then we've got the Stevie Nicks. Nah, 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 nah.
But there was some stealing of girlfriend / wife, right?
Yeah, but they're all selfish. They're all selfish, selfish rockers.
And also they surround themselves with handlers that tell them that they're the best.
Yeah.
They're paying people to build this situation.
And look, I don't doubt that on the road, Adam Lambert might be a super diva. He looks like he may be. But but all the interviews with these guys, the humility, the gratitude, the appreciation for what they give their fans. Mm. Because ultimately, here's the big win for everybody. Queen keeping their music alive and going to a live Queen show and hearing their music play beautifully is a win for the American public, for the British public, for people around the world. And that's what I loved about it. It was like positive, positive, positive. And I think these rockers probably don't realize when they get into, I think Freddie Mercury might have said something like, does it stress you out to perform in front of 100,000? He said, no, more the merrier. That's what I want. I want to share it with the world. I want to share my music with the world. Yeah. That's what he's talking about, and that's what we all want. That's why, the more people that listen to this show, the better. Keep it coming. You know, but musically, especially, that art form when you're selling out and all that, if it's mass appeal, that's not a bad thing. I mean, why not? Let it rock that way. So this documentary made me happy, made me smile.
Where can we find it again?
What platform?
It's on Netflix? Netflix, I believe, and I'll look it up for you right now.
Thank you.
But I will tell you this, that the documentary made me immediately go to the Queen website to see, and they have all these tour dates, but they're obviously not doing that.
Not right now.
Because of COVID. Let me see. Queen Doc.
While you do that, I invite anyone that has any interest, go ahead and download the album like A Day at the Races and just listen to it, because you know Queen's hits. But when you listen to a full LP, Oscar, and the engineering that went into a series of, say, 10 or 12 songs that are listened to as a unit, it's an amazing, amazing thing.
In fairness, I discovered I didn't get into the Queen kick via
The show must go. The show must go on.
That's the name of it.
That's what it's called.
So I wasn't a Wayne's World Queen guy. Like that didn't touch me the way that what touched me as far
by,
as.
By the way, I'm about a year old with this crap.
So that's fine. So, but Queen, we're all discovering new things every day, Mike. That's what happens. I got into it because of the film. I watched that film and I said, holy smokes. Like, this is nuts. How did I not know all these songs were Queen songs? I remember coming in here on a Monday and being like, did you know? And they're like, you guys, you're like, you're a fool. How do you not know half of these songs?
Well, you're younger, too. You're younger.
It's called The Show Must Go On, The Queen Plus Adam Lambert Story. The Show Must Go On. With rare footage and candid interviews, this documentary details the serendipitous pairing of legendary rock band Queen and powerhouse Adam Lambert. And it'll make you feel good. And
it's so good. You don't see happy rock and roll stories. You just don't see them.
No, I mean, I'm used to watching Don Henley go, and I told him F off, and poor Glenn Frey, God rest his soul, and I told him, yeah, screw you, and then he left, and then he left, and he came back, then he went to rehab, then he left, and he, it's like, come on. That was none of that. That's great. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with
Joe
more
Walsh.
Fun.
We can yell at him for a while.
Yeah. Oscar is going to do a consumer report coming up here, the used car market, that I can guarantee you is going to be really fun for your boy. Just another happy moment for me as we discuss how used cars might not be the right thing to do. And something like that. Really happy about that. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. I can't be
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy.
That guy.
It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Love the laugh.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. As things slowly start to reopen, we're seeing signs of stabilization in the housing and mortgage market. So it's more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. And I trust the team at Cornerstone First Financial because I got my home's mortgage with them. As we adapt to the new normal, Cornerstone First has emerged as a leader by educating our listeners, not selling them. Just had a lady last week. I forgot what her name was, but this was a couple of days ago. Said they had a great experience refinancing with Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. They're a low-rate guarantee, and the fact that they are a lender and a broker allows them to have all the programs available, and a retail bank can't do that. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Interest rates on 30-year fixed have fallen into the twos.
Two.
Cornerstone First will put your home's value to work for you. We'll come out of this together, and when we do, Cornerstone First will be there, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. All right, Oscar, depress me.
Okay, well, now this isn't necessarily a...
This is a new segment?
An indictment on the used car market, and that Mike bought a vehicle from, now that declared for bankruptcy, they're not necessarily defunct, Hertz company, right?
Big SUV.
Yeah, with a salmon in the wheel well.
They should change the name of their to HURTS.
This drives really well.
Oh.
Yeah. So more or less than I would say 20,000 miles your vehicle, Mike.
37,000.
Okay, thank you.
If you'd like to be exact, precise, when I bought it. So,
the hard miles, Mike.
hard miles. Yes.
This article caught my eye because, as you know, I've been building cars my entire life online.
Yes.
Like just building them to never buy them. That's just what. And this 0% financing has...
Tempting.
Oh, my God, 0%. Nah, doesn't work. You get up upside down in the long run for your car.
Because the terms... but if it's 0% financing for a short term, you don't get upside down.
Yeah, but it's 60 months. Everything's 60, 72 months.
Well, sometimes 90 months.
Yeah. I haven't seen 90, but I'll say that...
Or 72.
If you keep a car for that long, you're bound to be upside down on your vehicle.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. I remember the first time I learned what upside down was is Lurch Papa from the Junkies.
Yes.
Was yelling about being upside down on his Audi A7. This was 10 years ago. And he said, I never should have done it. And I went to him off air and I said, Lurch, what's upside down? And he goes, it's when your car is worth more than you can sell. It's worth less than you can sell it for. And I said,
right.
I don't know what that feels like. He's like, oh, it's when you make money, you actually do dumb things. And he walked out of the room.
Yeah, you buy a car, you finance a car, and by the time you're ready for another car, your car, it doesn't have, you haven't paid off enough of it.
Right. The value. Uh-huh. There's also, you should know, just sidebar, there is a big part of me that watches a ton of car YouTube videos outside of Doug DeMuro and the guys that review vehicles.
I know the guys that show you the brand new.
But
technology.
There's another channel that shows you how much cars devalue within the biggest devaluation of cars that lose their value within a year. Now, I'll give you an example.
Fun channel.
A Mercedes S-Class S63 from last year, $200,000. This year, roughly $69,000, $65,000. They lose so much money depending on the car you're looking at. Now, that's an outlier because that's just a dumb car to buy. But so then you look at how long is your car going to be valued and what will it take, which comes back to the used car market. The used car market is it's a tough place to be in, because you think there are deals everywhere because no one's been driving, maybe people are selling their cars. Mm-hmm. But then you add the influx of these rental car companies starting to sell their inventory and maybe a bankruptcy or two. So then you get there, you're like, okay, why wouldn't I buy a car that's maybe $2,000 or $3,000 less than market value that's used? Then you're saying supply and demand. Like, there's too much supply. The demand will probably...
Just on the simplest level, if the market is flooded, prices are going to have to go down.
Agreed. And if the demand is down because people don't want to drive to work and they don't have to anymore, then you actually don't have the demand, right?
Right. Exactly.
I got the list, by the way, of cars that lose their value the most.
Oh, I would. I can't wait. I can't.
Vehicles with the worst depreciation rates are... Right.
Yes.
And we'll go from worst from the
10 to 1.
10 to 1.
Okay.
The Chevy Volt, 68%, 68.1%.
Year to year.
The Jaguar XJL, 68.9%. BMW 6 Series, 69%. Mm-hmm. That's an expensive car.
Hell
right?
Yeah, it
super
is.
Super expensive.
That's why they call it the 6 Series for the 69.
Here's one that's not as expensive. Ford Fusion Energy, 69.1%.
Yeah, but it looks like a Matchbox car.
An Acura RLX. We're getting into the, not the super luxury cars. 69.2%.
This is from year to year?
Let me hold on a second.
I just want to know the span of time. Mm-hmm. Is it a couple years?
I think
years?
It's a five-year depreciation.
Okay, 5 years. Five years is common. You can hold a car for 5 years.
Yeah, that's an average financing.
BMW 5 Series, 69.2%. BMWs are all over here. BMW i3, 70.9%. Nissan Leaf, 71%.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man.
BMW 7
DJ
Series.
Wow.
Beamers are all over this. Yeah. 71.3. And numero uno, the Maserati Quattroporte, or Quattroporte, whatever it is, loses 72.2% of its value after 5 years on
average. I swear to God, Mike, I'm never buying another Maserati because you just can't sell them.
So the article, and this is courtesy of the New York Times, basically drills down and says, look, what do you got?
The Volvo S60.
Mm-hmm.
Loses 34.4% of its value in the first year, making one of the cars with the worst resale value.
Yeah. In 1 year, 34%?
Well, it's also because the S60 is not like a wagon, right? It's essentially a sedan. So sedans aren't that, I guess.
People love the crossover, Oscar.
They're not that mm-hmm. much in demand. Right. So the used car situation is this. Is most used cars... they blow through their warranties right away. Mm-hmm. So you don't have a warranty coming out of it that they have, because warranties for cars that were rentals are different than warranties that are cars that are actually bought through the dealer or used. So you don't, the value of buying a car from a rental company, and Mike, you didn't make a bad deal if you got a good enough price. It's more about the idea that you don't have a warranty or a possible warranty built into your vehicle from the manufacturer. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
So no safety.
But I got a little thing that I can put here on my hand to stop me from getting headaches that I don't get anymore.
Oh, well, that's good. That works as well.
I dare say that with a few months in that used car, maybe the headaches will be back.
Yeah. And I got a puppy that hates me. So caveat emptor.
Yes.
Buyer beware.
Buyer beware. You should know that in April, the demand was down for used cars. But in May, as people start opening up, the demand is up. So the deals.
Of course it is. They're all down here, too.
Yeah.
They're all down here. Hey, deal. Hey, the locust. Yeah. Get me a great deal before I die.
haven't said it in a while.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It was late in December, the sky turned to snow.
Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. America has a new craze that's sweeping the nation. It's hotter than a Florida summer. It's the TMOS talking head. We have enhanced it so much since we singularized it.
Yeah, it's like incredible. I think it makes it our own.
It's your big chance to talk to the big three on TMOS, and it could be you, so don't f*** it up.
Hey! You know, this week, because we are doing the cocktail party again, we're going to be able to go to a West Coaster. Because, you know, if we do a West Coaster in the morning, it's like 5 in the morning, and they can't do it.
Right.
So this is great that we're doing the cocktail party.
I think we do it a week from now, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, because we're going to have Tomo on already.
We're going to have Tomo on. Tomo will be our talking head this week.
All right.
This is your big chance to join us. All you need to do is send an email to Robert W. Spiewak Jr., here. And you may ask yourself, well, how would it work now? It's easy. You just join us on the show via Zoom. That's it. Send that email to rob@mikeomaraShow.com with a few words about yourself. All of it with everything left and nothing left out. And you may be hearing from us. Let us know. We look forward to seeing your head talk. Now, get busy. It's the TMOS talking head. We want your head to talk. Talk, head, talk. Head. Talk.
News.
Look like Sputnik.
Talk head. All right. I think we talked about it on the show a couple of days ago, going into retail outlets where the hand sanitizer is just like rank, horrible,
and liquidy.
Disgusting. Yeah. Didn't you know somebody would have to F this up? That it would just be nasty, horrible. Mm. You know, but you would think putting on alcohol-based stuff on your hands would kill germs. The FDA put out a warning. Here we go. This weekend, about the different brands that could actually cause health issues. You know, sometimes you just get worn out. You really do.
Yeah.
They're all made by a Mexican company called Esk Biochem. And they contain something called wood methanol. That's extremely toxic.
Okay, what's the company called again?
Esk Biochem. E-S-K-B-I-O-C-H-E-M. Esk Biochem. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like Mexican when it sounds like Spanish when you say it's like, Esk Biochem. Like,
tráigame el Esk Biochem.
Esk Biochem. It can absorb wood methanol, can absorb through your skin and cause nausea, vomiting, headaches, blurred vision, seizures, nerve damage, permanent blindness, and even kill you. Oh. Isn't that good to know? If you've been using any of these brands, stop immediately and see a doctor. Here we go. Esk Biochem hand sanitizer. Watch out for that. All Clean hand sanitizer. The Good Gel antibacterial hand sanitizer. It's nice they make a million of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now this one, Saniderm advanced hand sanitizer. 4 different types of a brand called Clean Care No Germ. Advanced hand sanitizer. I may have seen that one.
Uh-oh. Mike, how would you like to have been at the product meeting where they say, how do we make it sell? How about this phrase? No germ.
No germ.
No germ.
And Lavar 70 gel hand sanitizer. That one was especially toxic. The FDA tested a bottle and it was 81% methanol.
God almighty. Oh my God.
Shut them down. There we go. Isn't that nice?
It's no amazing. Germ.
So beware, beware. Here's a good story. This will cheer you up. Bubba all Wallace set. Got a huge show of support before the Geico 500 at Talladega when dozens of drivers and their crews walked behind his number 43 car as it was pushed to the starting line. It really was amazing.
This
what
is
they
beautiful.
Did.
It was.
82-year-old team owner Richard Petty also joined the procession to support his driver. On Sunday, someone put a noose in Wallace's garage stall. Wallace is a NASCAR's only black full-time driver. He's the guy who recently convinced NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag from its races. NASCAR is going all in on finding out who's responsible for the noose. They're even working with the FBI. Get the bastard that did this.
Mm-mm.
And whoever did it will be banned for life. And,
you know, in years
I think
past, it's been easy to sort of poke fun at the NASCAR sort of culture.
Yeah, but they've been a lot in the win column recently.
Who would think they would lead the charge? And they have been. Yeah. Amen really, for really them. Amen. Good
Way
for
to
them.
Go. Yeah, I love this. And it was so impressive. I don't know if you get a chance to see the video of all the drivers walking behind. Mm-hmm. Really, you know, that's just terrific news. I love that. And now to baseball. Another sport.
That's another sport.
It's complicated, but it boils down to this. The owners and the players were not able to come to a new agreement to spice up a shortened season. So the owners voted to proceed based on an agreement between the league and the Players Association from back in March. So the owners are forcing the players back onto the field. All the creative stuff is being thrown out, and they're doing a simple shortened season with the players getting a prorated salary. They want the players to report to spring training 2.0 by July 1st. With the season beginning in late July,
July is spring, Mike. You can't do spring training in July.
It's so stupid. There'll be about 60 games, which means the players would earn about 37% of their salaries, assuming that the shortened schedule is completed.
Okay.
Baseball, you blew it. You blew it. It's over. I mean,
remember
it, right?
We were screaming about this 3 weeks
ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were. I remember you were saying baseball's punted it. Absolutely punted it, right?
So they, if this works, they will get back technically faster than every other sport, but they could have. They had a 2-month window to capture the eyes and hearts of America and the world.
Right, right.
And they missed it. They absolutely missed it. Both sides.
Yeah.
Players and
And by the way, you know, as far as football is concerned, I'm not hearing good things about football based on the very nature of the game. You know, we got to chalk 2020 up to this bad time.
I hear a rumor that some teams are exposing themselves to COVID on purpose. This is a complete rumor. This is something that was thrown out.
Like a chicken pox party?
Well, you've got 20 players in Clemson getting COVID within like 2 weeks, right? So they're doing it so they don't have to miss the game when fall comes around because they've already been exposed.
That's pretty
actually
weird.
Mike, it's designed by the offensive coordinator because with the social distancing, passers are going to be impossible to cover.
Here's another holiday we didn't know we needed. It's National Hydration Day. When you're supposed to remind yourself to drink more water, especially now that summer's here. A recent survey asked people about their water drinking habits and what kind of water they normally drink at home. Are you a bottled water fan, or do you still trust the free stuff you get from the tap? Well, filtered water is now the most popular option, like from a fridge, dispenser, or a Brita, excuse me. And tap water is our least favorite. My tap water down here.
Terrible.
Seriously, it's like I'm breaking out of a pool.
Yeah.
37% of people said they normally drink filtered water at home. 31% drink bottled water most of the time. Just 29% go for tap water, and 3% didn't answer.
I'm not telling you nothing.
Well, they got the dry mouth. They didn't want to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't talk to you right now. Don't.
Women were much more likely to say bottled water is the best option. 38% compared to 23% of men. Ah, drink whatever. I'll drink out of the puddle where the dog just peed. No problem at all. Men are more likely to drink from the tap without a glass, just with their mouths.
I'm a big fan of my refrigerator water with a little bit of a something called liquid IV.
Oh, there you go.
Bingo, bango. And now a little something. Earlier this year, airport security in Belgium stopped a guy who was flying in from Jamaica, man.
Yes.
And they detected cocaine.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
it's
dear.
Not clear if a drug dog singled him out or what, but they didn't find any drugs on him. He did fail a drug test, though, so they took him to a hospital to do a full examination. And it turned out that he was hiding 4.5 ounces of cocaine in a fake penis.
Oh, no.
They accused him of being a drug mule. He claims he got the drugs in Jamaica while he was there visiting his mom and brought them back for personal use. Either way, he is now facing up to 3 years in prison. He'll be back in court tomorrow for his sentencing. Until then, he'll just be hanging out.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Hang it out. Get it? Hang it out. Dirk Diggler hanging out.
Pants.
You gotta really love cocaine if you're gonna try to smuggle something in these days.
Right.
I wonder about the doctor that maybe discovered it. You know, so it's like, okay, well, was that glue?
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh!
I don't know how you put it there. But if you put it back in the nest, but if you're a manscaped, there's just so many questions I have, you know?
Well, I'm sure.
And I wonder if it looked like Dirk Diggler, you know? That was on the other night, and I saw that scene where he stands in front of the mirror, and you're like, wow, is that really Marky Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great? Anyway, we'll take
smuggle
a break.
Smuggle a lot of drugs.
We'll. Oh my God! Really?
Yeah.
You put a whole. You can put all Happy Meal in there.
In his pants.
That's a full size cheeseburger.
In my pants.
Enough of that. Why did I say Happy Meal? That sounds perfect. Know.
That's your cocaine.
That sounds
why.
Really pretty. It's whatever. I have to get out of this
your
jelly can. We'll come up with the audio vault right after this. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Doctors can't get my temperature. The thermometer keeps falling out. I had Rosemary when she was nothing, boy. Liverwurst. Yum. I was at Woodstock, but they wouldn't let me sing. I never make love. Love makes me. Tartar sauce? No way. The TMOS bonus show is what you need. Sure, boy. Subscribe today at MikeOMarishow.com. Big funny, small money. You can't miss.
You know, I work with Larry a lot, and you never know what read you're going to get.
I like the overlapping Larrys. That makes me smile. Stars, they're just like us. Oh, Wilford Brimley is great at cornhole. Coincidentally, Barbara Hershey loves chocolate bars. You're an idiot.
Yep.
And thousands are petitioning to change the name of Columbus, Ohio, to Flavortown.
It's true.
To honor native son Guy Fieri.
Mm-hmm.
Yet nobody is trying to change the name of Alton Brown's hometown to pretentious Prickville, USA. But those are showbiz stars. Frankly, I much prefer Facebook stars, and so should you. It is a super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. Simply click the star, select how many stars you want to buy, and give, and click send. Boom, instant gratification. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. We're going to shoot for a lot of stars on Friday night.
Stars, yes, absolutely.
If you want to support the show, it's really kind of a mini fundraiser when we bring all hands on deck, and all the wives come in. And Todd Moore.
Todd Moore.
Be part of a Donation Nation, and ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the birthplace of Ina Garten. Smells like Root Beer Township, Connecticut. Let's open up the audio vault. Enough
Please.
Of that. Ina, isn't that great? How easy is that? Yum, yum.
I don't often play heartwarming stuff on the vault, but I really liked this. We're still seeing people do the virtual graduation thing because so many seniors have had their year stolen from them. Portland State University in Portland, Oregon, a girl was out on, it looked like a park with a quad or whatever, singing the national anthem. They were videotaping it for the virtual graduation. And to believe the story, and I do, a guy is just walking by that turns out he's a professional opera singer. So, while she's singing, he harmonizes with her. Tell me this isn't great.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
So he walks up.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, and the
I like that.
Cool. I love two-part harmony with the national anthem. Now it's official. That may be my favorite way to hear the anthem.
That is
a beautiful two-part harmony song. I love that. That's the way more people ought to do it. I really enjoy that.
And I always check in on what the late night hosts are doing. And I like when they genuinely crack themselves up. Sometimes, you know, it's Jimmy Fallon. He cracks himself up every night.
Yes,
but when Seth Meyers does it, I think it's genuine. This joke really made me laugh.
Pixar has announced a new partnership with Reebok to offer a new Toy Story themed Instapump Fury OG Woody and Buzz sneakers to infinity and beyond, said the price tag.
That's a dad who knows what gifts cost.
Yeah.
Right?
That's funny. I like that.
All right. This is the song. Now, the song Everlong by Foo Fighters is an important one to me. I love it. I think it's a beautiful rock song that has sort of a sadness to it, but still an energy. It was the first song that they played on the David Letterman show when he came back from his heart attack. It was one of David Letterman's favorite songs. This cover was all over YouTube yesterday. Do you know who this is singing Everlong?
Oh, how you wanted it to be.
Just a guy and a guitar.
I have no idea. It's too much guitar. I can't get the vocal.
I'm not Rickrolling you. This is Rick Astley playing guitar and singing Everlong by the Foo Fighters. Everything will never be this good
again. You hear it now.
Yeah, it gets bigger here.
Only thing I ever ask of you.
Here we're going.
I promise not to stop when I say you will.
Powerful voice.
So I did a little bit of a dive. I didn't realize that Rick Astley and Dave Grohl are buddies.
Oh, wow.
And sometime last year, they brought Rick Astley out on stage on a Foo Fighters show to sing Never Gonna Give You Up.
Dave Grohl is another rock and roll class act.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Classy guy. Knows his music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you who isn't classy, though, are the people in Miami that did a pop-up store for COVID-19 essentials.
Anything that's COVID-19 related, we have it. The man was there. Everybody was kind of looking for masks and sanitizers and anything to do with COVID. The thermal imaging camera that we have in the front literally detects the heat of your body. It is mandatory to wear a mask. Might as well make it a fashionable mask. So we carry every single mask you can imagine.
I'm sure at prices that can't be beat.
It is a little opportunistic, but if their prices are in
reasonable,
line,
yeah,
and you're out there, you know, Miami, trust me, I ain't going across Alligator Alley anytime soon. Mm-mm. And well, I haven't checked the numbers today because they make me too depressed.
Stay out of the aisle that has ethanol in it. That's all I'm saying.
don't buy the Mexican hand sanitizer.
And I close with this, Mike. One rule that is steadfast ever since I got into the business, and probably you got into the business and way before. Treat every microphone like it's a live microphone. And
yeah,
if you're
true.
Doing the weather for the Today in St. Louis show, which is a local Today show ripoff in St. Louis, and you think you're being taped, you might be live. So be careful when you complain that you haven't had breakfast yet. This is a weatherman called Anthony Slaughter.
The heat and humidity are back for the weekend with a chance of more storms beginning on Friday. I'm so hungry. My stomach is so rumbly.
Yeah, so if you got the rumbly-bumbly, make sure
rumbly,
you're clear.
Bumbly. That's fine. He didn't get fired for that one. That's
No. As a matter of fact, they probably sent him a bagel. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Rumbly-bumbly.
That's it. Don't forget this coming Friday, TMO's Cocktail Party.
Yes!
It's a fundraiser. We're going to get Facebook stars, get all the wives in there, have a good time. Want to thank our brand-new sponsor also, Homedics. We appreciate that. That's great. And this time, we...
We cherish our sponsors. We do. We caress them. There we are. My old man has 61-year-old claws, 61-year-old talents.
60 wonderful.
But still got good guns.
Yeah.
Good guns, baby.
The gun
yes,
show.
Sorry.
Got
no jiggle, jiggle. No jiggle, jiggle there, baby.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah.
Too busy. I don't have time.
What's wrong with me? Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow with Rob and Oscar and Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
I'm a phony, just like you.
Bye-bye.